Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf Nun Hey. We're starting on the third line from the top of the Omid, where the Gemara asks the Kasha Meisvei Titani Rava Bar Shmuel. What's the Gemara's Kasha? We turn back to Nun Dalid Omid Aleph. Nun Dalid Omid Aleph. Almost halfway down the Omid, in the middle of the line, it says Ki Osir Rav Acha Bar Chanina Midroima. I see Masisa Biyode. Rav Acha Bar Chanina brought the following brisa. It says in the pasuk, there are two psukim. One pasuk is Uvnei Aharna Kihanim Yiska Ubachatzoyt, right? There's another pasuk that says Usekatem Bachatzoyt, right? These psukim are very, very close to one another. Both of them are in Bahaloyscha. One is Bamidbar Yud Ches. The other one is Bamidbar Yud. Yud, so only two psukim apart. Both of them basically are repetitive. Yisku b'chatzoytzroiz, uskatim b'chatzoytzroiz. Ma tam loimer, says the Braisa. What's the purpose of repeating this? Yisku b'chatzoytzroiz. Ma tam loimer yisku. Hakol lefi hamusafin toikin. Based on the number of musafim, that's how you blow. What does that mean? Said Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Utoni lahu amala, lo yimei shetoikin al kol musaf u musaf. That the more musafim you have, the more blowings you have. Since we already established in our Mishnah that for every musaf you have 9 blows, meaning 3 times tarat, if you have 2 musafim, then you can have 2 times 9. And if you have 3 musafim, you can have 3 times 9. When do you have 2 times 9? Very simple. If you have Shabbos Rish Chodesh, or you have Shabbos Yontif. On both occasions, you have a musaf because of Shabbos, and you have a musaf because of Rish Chodesh. Or you have a musaf because of Shabbos, and a musaf because of Yontif. So you have 2 times musaf instead of just blowing 3 times Tarat, 9 koilos, you're going to go and blow 18 koilos. When do you ever have 3 together at one time, 3 musafim? The Gemara said it were yesterday. You can have Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. Because of Rosh Hashanah, you have twice. One out Rosh Hashanah, one out Rosh Chodesh. And then you have Shabbos. So then you have 3 times musaf, 3 times the blowing of the shofar for 27 koilos altogether. There is a Musaf Rosh Chodesh, and in fact, if you look in your Shemoneh Esrei, it says in it, Mulvad, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, also the Musaf Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anyway, this Pshat of Rav Acha Bar Chanina doesn't say in the Braisa Beferish. This is the way he's interpreting the words, Hakol lefi hamusafin toikin. The more the musafin, the more you blow. This was yesterday's Gemara, and now the Gemara asks a starke kasha from the following brisa. Meisvei, the Tani Rava Bar Shmuel Yochel Kishem Shetoiken Al Shabbos Lifnei Yatzmoi. We're on Nun Hey Omid Aleph, third and fourth line from the top of the Omid. The Tani Rava Bar Shmuel Yochel Kishem Shetoiken Al Shabbos Lifnei Yatzmoi. I would think that just like when you have a regular Shabbos, regular, normal, ordinary Shabbos, you go and blow 9 koilos for the musaf. We are Rosh Chodesh b'fnei atzmai. If it's a regular Rosh Chodesh, in the middle of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I would think of that Rosh Chodesh, not I would think, I know that on that Rosh Chodesh we blow again in the Beis HaMikdash 9 koilos on its own. Is kach you toiken al kol musaf and musaf? So I would think that the same thing should apply, that if Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, that you should go and do 9 for the musaf of Shabbos and 9 for the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Tamaloyma, therefore the pasuk says no. Which pasuk is it? The same pasuk that we were quoting before. Uviyem tzimchaschem umayadechem uveroshei chodsheichem uskatem machatzoyz. Right? Darsh in the Gemara from Rashi Chachechem. What the drasha is, we don't know yet. We will know shortly, Rabbi Yisai. But from the words of Rashi Chachechem, we know that we're only going to blow one set and not two sets of the nine tarats, that is the nine koilis altogether. Only nine and not 18. And that's what Rashi Chachechem comes to tell you, even though you have multiple musafim, just one set. Rabacha said that that's shot in the brisa back on the dollar of Adal, that every Muslim will Muslim. The Gemara Tiyufta is Taka, Rabacha Bar Chanina Hogefreit. Now the Gemara is going to ask a little bit further down the Ovid, but what about the double psukim that Rabacha Bar Chanina brought? It says, Uskatim Machatzoizois, Yisku Machatzoizois. So that's going to be one kash. The next kash is, what's Shan the Braisa? The Braisa says that you should go and blow in accordance with the number of Musafim. So it's not just the kash of Acha. The Gemara is going to address that at the bottom of the Amid. So don't be nervous.
Ogefreit?
Ogefreit means that he's, that we ask a kasha which totally ejects and rejects the vort of Rav Acha Bar Chanina. Great Gemara, my Talmudah. Where do you see in the word of Rashi Chachechem that if you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, that you only have one set of tekiyos? Amar Abaye, Amar Krah, it says in the Pasuk of Rashi Chachechem, Hukshu kol chadoshim hulam ze loze. The Rashi Chachechem tells you that all the Rosh Chodeshes are considered to be one and the same. It makes no difference if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Sunday, or on Monday, or on Tuesday, or on Shabbos. They're always the same. That what? Uskatim b'chatzoytres. How many do you blow? 9. If it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, do you blow 18? No. If it's Rosh Chodesh, which is also Rosh Hashanah, do you blow 18? No. You always blow the same amount on every Rosh Chodesh, 9, period. That's the first limud. Rav Ashi Omar, I have a different understanding in Rosh Chodeshim. Ksiv Chodeshim. Chodeshim in the Pasuk is written without a yud, and therefore the word could be understood as Chodeshim, or some similar word, meaning not multiple Chodeshim, but rather your singular Chodesh. But at the same time it says Uksiv Uvarashe. Uvarashe of course means multiple Roshe. So how do you go and put together Uvarashe Chodishchem, which sounds like on the multiple, the plural Rosh, but the singular Chodish? The Chodra, that's an oxymoron, it doesn't work. Therefore, Beza Chodish Yesh Lishnei Roshim. Oh, which Chodish has two Roshim? Have you heard of Rosh Hashanah? Every Rosh Hashanah has in it Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. Liom Rachmana Chodeshchem Chadi. That's why the Torah leaves out the Yud to go and tell you that even though these are two Roshim on that day, on Rosh Hashanah, it's both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, nevertheless, only one time the blowing of the Shofar, Yizkur B'Chatzoitzrois, the same as every other Chodesh, only 9. So therefore, based on these two understandings of Uvarashi Chachechem, we have a Tiyufta on Rav Acha Bar Chanina. But the Gemara is not satisfied with just one kasha. The Gemara is going to ask it from a second Raisa. V'yoy Tanya. V'choyloy shel moyed barishan mahoyu oimrim. Now we're going to go into which kapitlech tilim did they say as the shir on Chol Habayit. As we'll see in the Braisa, some of them are similar to the kapitlech that we say every morning when we say the Shir Shul Yoyim, but others are different. We'll end the Braisa. Now we're not talking about the first day of Yontif, we're talking about the first day of Chol HaMoed. And we're going to go through from the first day of Chol HaMoed to the last day of Chol HaMoed. How many days of Chol HaMoed are there? Min HaTorah, there's 6 days of Chol HaMoed, starting from day 2 through day 7, which we call Hishana Rabba. 6 days of Chol HaMoed. What did they say on the first day? Havul Hashem Bnei Elim. That's the Mizmor LeDavid that we say on Friday nights. Havul Hashem Bnei Elim. Havul Hashem Kavod V'Oiz. Koil Hashem Alamoyim. And we say several times the word Koil, Koil, Koil. That's what you say the first. Now, why do we say that the first day of Chol HaMoed? So Rashi says, for two reasons. Reason number one is since it says Hovel Hashem b'nei Elam, Hovel Hashem kovod v'oiz. Kovod v'oiz is referring to the tremendous kovod that we're going to give to the Rabbeinu Shloim as a result of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that we're going to celebrate that Hashem Yisbarach gave us this mitzvah of the Nisach HaMayim, and that the Nisach HaMayim resembles, or it reminds us of the Shitin, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created initially when He created the world, Bereishis Barashis. So this gives cover to Hashem that we acknowledge that He is the creator of the universe, and that we're going to celebrate this for the next 7 days. And by the fact that it says Kol Hashem Al HaMayim, says Rashi, that refers to the Mayim of the Nisach HaMayim. Oh, so for those reasons we start off the first day of the Shemini. What did they say on the second day? Why do we say this on the second day of Chol HaMoed, says Rashi? Because we're saying to all the people that have gotten together in the Azara to go and celebrate Yom Tov, and we say to them, Rabbeisai, have you done Shuvah yet? After all, Rosh Hashanah has passed. The Aseres made Shuvah. Yom Kippur. No. Have you in fact mended your ways, or have you returned back to your old ways of sinning? So therefore this is a shot of teichacha to tell everybody, you see, Kanai Nahara, this great assemblage that are all here to go and thank Hashem and to go and praise Hashem, make sure you've done tshuva so that you rise to the occasion to be part of Christ. We don't say them. When I say we, the rank and file of Klal Yisrael don't. There is a Siddur Hagro which brings these shirim that you say on special occasions, like on Chol HaMoed. But I'm sure. Then they were probably following the Minhag Hagro. Here are Gros Siddurim. I don't think we have any here. They have them in the Koil that you can get a Gros Siddur, and there they have the list of all the Shir Shel Yom that you say on all special days, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, etc. The Shlishi Moed Omer, what do they say on the third day of Chol HaMoed? Mi Yokum Li Imreim, Li Yislatzav Li, and Piyali Olin. This is one Pasuk. Paravi Moed Omer, what do they say the next day? Binu Boyarim Ba'am. Uchsilam Mosai Taskilu. Both of those psukim come together in the same capital. I believe that's what we say, Keon Nekomus Hashem, Keon Nekomus Afia, on Wednesdays. You can check it up in the Siddur. That's what we say, in other words, on a regular, ordinary Wednesday. The reason why I'm referring to both Shlishi and Rafi together is because Rashi points out, and for those that have the Torah Or HaSholem, you'll easily see that this is somewhat surprising, because they're both in the same capital. That we split up the capital, one on one day and one on the other day, that's not so difficult to understand. What is more difficult to understand is that the Be'inu Be'arim Ba'om that we say on the fourth day, that appears earlier in the same capital Tillim than the Miyokim Li Imereim that we say on the third day. So out the Svar Lachar, we should be reversing the two. If you have it here on the right hand margin, the Torah Or HaSholem, the Mi Yokum Li Imreim, that's in Tehillim Tzadik Dalit Tes Zayin, while Binu Ba'arim Ba'am is in Tehillim Tzadik Dalit Ches. So Ches usually comes before Tes Zayin, so the Chayit should be in reverse. So this is not just my Kasha. Rashi addresses this, and Rashi explains why we say it in this order, and why we say these Tfilis in the first place. As far as the Mi Yokum Li Imreim, says Rashi, this is referring to Yidden that are saying to Rabbeinu Shalom, we are going through very, very hard times, and mi yokumli, who's going to go and stand up for me in Mareim with my enemies, mi yisyatabli in Piyali Oven, with those that are causing tremendous angst and anguish and tzoris for Klal Yisrael, who's going to go and stand up? The only one is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Why were they saying this? Says Rashi, in particular, they were saying this in Bayisheni. Rashi doesn't say what they said the Bayis Rishon, but in Bayisheni they were under the dominion of the Malchi Poras, Malchi Yovan, and Malchus Roimi, and therefore we are saying to the Rabbeinu Shalom, even though throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year, we are subject to oppression from these foreign Malchusim, foreign kingdoms, nevertheless, we are taking out the time, Kodesh Baruch Hu, to go and be Mesameach in the Simcha of our Malch Melech, of our Melech of Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachu, and therefore we're being mispalled at the same time, Kodesh Baruch Hu, help us out. See, if you look at Rashi Miyakim Li in Mereim, it's about four lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. Says Rashi Miyakim Li in Mereim. Ubinu ba'arim, which is the one that we say on the fourth day, the Mizmarecharim, in the same kapit. Ubinu ba'arim muktam, Ubinu ba'arim in fact comes earlier. Miyakim li mer'ucha, that comes later. They maktim and esam ucher, and they maktim the later psukim on the earlier day. Venir ba'enai, the nation parshas, miyakim li medeberes al tzeroison, show you mishubanim ba'yishayni tachas malchi paras, o malchi yovan, o malchi roim. We had, there were difficult times. We were being oppressed by our enemies, by these foreign kingdoms. And nevertheless, Avraham Avinu, we're saying Kodesh Baruch Hu proudly, Einam nimnoyim l'smoyach simchas malkom. Kodesh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, we still put a smile on our faces, notwithstanding that we are living in dread and in fear of these other malachim. But we're coming here to be mesameach, the simcha beis ha-she'eva. Or mispalim, at the same time we are mispalim, we damit to Hashem, miyokim lonu lahatzilenu, min ha-mereim ho'eila, Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's going to stand up to save us? Luli Hashem, as Rosalie, if it wasn't for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, kimat shochna duma nafshi, and mataragli, etc., etc. So all these psukim we're saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're in tzaris, but we look to you that you're going to go and help us in our times of tzar. So this is what they said on day number 3. On day number 4, Binu Bi'arim Ba'om, what does that refer to? So if you skip now to the second line, the wide line of Rashi, Ulamachar, in the middle of the line, Ulamachar, Binu Bi'arim Ba'om. We say Kodesh Baruch Hu, we say in the Tillim, Binu, understand, Bi'arim from the Lashon of Bar, Ish Ba'ar Lo Yeda Uchsil Lo Yavin Ezois. And Ish Ba'ar is a fool. And we're saying, you fooled among the nation. Listen. Listen very, very carefully. Binu, understand that there's a major mitzvah that's coming up right after Yontif. And what is that? Nisha'achshav zman matonis aniyim. This is the time that we're going to mekayim the mitzvah of matnas aniyim, to go and give the trumois and the maisris, the maiser rishon to the levim. Particularly if it's the third and it's the sixth year, the Maiser Oni. We also have naturally the Leket Shikhum Peah. Choose Manasif, because the time of Sukkis is a time of collecting for the field. The harvesting, of course, took place already in April, May. But then they would often leave the Tvur or leave the Peiris out in the fields so that they would dry. Now it comes September time, it comes now Sukkis time. It's soon going to start raining. Schnell, you have to go and collect everything from the fields and now store it and sell it or use it, etc. So this is now the Zman of Leket Shikhu Peah and Masrani. Ukisha Magin, Yomu Achroinim. Now they're getting closer and closer to the last days of this lengthy Yom Tov period, all the way from Rosh Hashanah until the end of Sukkot and the end of Shmini Atzeres. We're almost there. We're about to depart. And go home. Wake up! Don't forget to give the proper maisris. There's no one that can go and check up on us. In other words, we are doing this in the privacy of our homes, granaries, wherever we're doing the collection of all of these. Of the tefuah and of the fruits. Any fool that says, nobody knows what's going on, this is all private stuff, I'm doing it, you know, in my own dalaramis. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows exactly what's going on. So therefore, be careful when you're giving your advice. So that's what they say on day number 4, Bina Be'arba. B'chamishim ayam. What did they say on the fifth day of Chol HaMoed? Hasiroisi misevo shichmoy. Now, sevo means like a sablan, which means a masa, a burden that is being carried by people. Shichma, you put it on your shechem, means on your shoulders. Hasiroisi, we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should remove from our shechem, from our shoulders, the burden that we have. And if we will do tshuva and listen to what we are told and do the mitzvahs and accept upon ourselves to go and do the maestris and everything that we're supposed to, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask you, take off that burden from our shoulders so that we should be able to go and survive and thrive as Yid. If you look at the next Rashi, these are words of consolation. In tisku batzara, if you are zoicha in the Torah to be able to nevertheless freizer be part of the simcha, karasa va'achal tzeka, in divrei tchumen heim in tisku. But Torah, karasa va'achal tzeka, when you call out in your Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will redeem you, I will free you. E'encha b'seiser ra'am evchoncha amei meriva, that I tested you on the main meriva, and alamayim shenidoinim aleim b'chag, there is another bechina of mayim that nidonim b'chag, that throughout the sukkahs, depending on how we act, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends the brach of mayim depending on chag. Lafi mashani boichencha, the way a Kodesh Baruch Hu tests you, meaning tests us, absolutely lecha, I will paskin for you, I will decide how much shum you're going to get. Al shem shemispal al shum, because of course we say Geshem, the last days of Yom Tov, for Mispal, for it, Tzrichim lehem, we need it, etc. So, bottom line is, Hasirois Mishef Hashem, Misevel Shichmoy, we are Mispal to Hashem, and we hope that Hashem will take the burden off our backs and give us plenty of rain now in the rainy season, so the crops will grow and the world will survive and thrive. Finally, Bashishim Ayoim, what did they say in the final day, which is Hoshana Rabbah? Himoitu kol moiste oretz. Himoitu means will totter, will almost fall. Kol moiste oretz, the pillars of the world. And this is talking about those, again Rashi says, that don't give their maestres. They don't give their maestres, chas v'sholem. They bring upon themselves potential sorois rabbis to the point, cholila, that they might even pass away. Rashi brings from a Gemara Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Barbo Prokim Ol Hadever Misrabe, Matzoi Hachag, Shebechol Shona Mebnei Gezel Matlis Aniyim VeGoyim Kololo LiOilam UraAvoy Shemoitu Kol Moisei Art Apsi Art. If a person doesn't go and give Maestris Matlis Aniyim like he's supposed to, the Leket Shichum Peya Chas Hashem, that could bring a Dever, that could bring a Magefa to the world, a Kolola. Therefore, be careful, Rabbi Say, you're about to go home in another 2-3 days. Go and do what you're supposed to do properly in the field. And then continues on the Brisa. So far we've...
I don't know how to do. There's a lot of beer. There's a lot of beer.
Yes, yes.
But why now after Mashiach? It's different. Yeah, whatever amount of beer.
Not beer is there for Pesach.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So why are we making and chepping with it now?
The reason why we're chepping with it now is because this is the time that you can be mekayim the mitzvahs of Leket Shichul Peah through Maestras. Why is this the time now? Because until now, last October, you went and you planted in the field. You nurtured the field throughout the whole growing season by pruning it, by making sure there's enough water, enough fertilizer. The last March, April, you cut the tzvua, you cut your fruits, and you left them out in the fields to dry. And in fact, with that, you can go and get sun-dried raisins, and you can get organic raisins, which you didn't process, you just left it out in the fields to go and dry, etc. When do you finally go and collect and assemble it all? September time. Right after the Yom Tov are over, you go home, and then you'll hear the weather report that in another week it's going to start pouring, so you quickly collect together all of your tools. Whilst you're collecting all of the tefillah, you have to remember, oi, if any of the employees dropped one or two peklach, leave it there. I have to make sure that I have to go and leave a part of the corner of the field. I have to leave my tefillah. I can't go and collect everything. I got to leave some there. That, of course, is all part and parcel of leket shichul peah. Then when I finally put together all my bundles and I bring them to the granary, and then there's the miruach, Now I have to make sure to give trumas to the kohen. I have to give maser ishin to the lady. I have to give maser oni during the maser oni years to the aniyah. So if I forget to do any of the above or don't do any of the above, nobody's going to know except for the rabbi shlom. Nobody has a balance sheet exactly how much I grew and how much I gave. It's all I am on an honor system. So says the pasuk, if you do it honorably, it's great. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take you away from Yetzaris. Hasereich b'sevu shechmoi. It's going to be beautiful. However, if Chas Hashem, you don't give all these matonis, you might do kol ma'aseh haaretz. All the foundations of the world can fall because one of the foundations is to do tzedakah and chesed and help out other people. Now, all of that was fascinating. How does that get into our Gemara and what's the kasha? So now we're getting to it. Pimcho Shabbos bi echad mehem. What happens if Shabbos falls out during the days of Chol HaMoed, from day 1 through day 6 of Chol HaMoed? What happens then? Yidche. What's going to be Yidche? The Yemoitu Yidche. That last one is going to be pushed aside. Meaning that we're just going to push...
Drop it.
I'm sorry?
We're going to drop it off.
We'll drop it off, but what happens with all the other days?
You just postpone the...
By one day. Yeah. Shabbos will replace... So, to take the easy example, first day of Chol HaMoed is Shabbos. What do? You say the Shabbos Tikkah, presumably Mizmor Shir V'Yom Shabbos, like we say every Shabbos. And then on day 2, we're going to begin the Hovel Hashem B'nei Elim. And day 3 will be L'Rosh HaOmer. In other words, you're just going to push everyone one further. So what's going to happen with that last one that we say in Hashanah Rama? Yidcha. We're not going to say it at all. It's just going to drop off the surface. So now the obvious question is, why do you have to say that? Say both Shir. Say the Shir Shal Yom and the Shir Shal Shabbos. After all, when we have Rish Chodesh that falls out during the week, it doesn't replace the Shir. We say the regular Shir Shal Yom and we say Baruch HaNafshi. And same thing if it falls out on Shabbos, we say Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos and we say Baruch HaNafshi. No problem. So why do we have to be Doicha? Ah, it's the Chasimen that when you have multiple Shirim, you only say one Shir and one gets Nidche. So therefore the Gemara assumes that the same thing applies, that since when did they blow the tekiyas by Musaf? At the time that they said the Shir, when they're bringing that carbon Musaf, and when they're doing the Nesachim at the time of bringing the carbon Musaf, so they do the Nesachim, they have the Shir, and then they're doing the tekiyas. By the fact that it says only do one set and not two, in other words, only say one kapitel, don't say both the Shabbos tekiyah and that daily one, is the chasimen that when you have two, only one, and you don't say both. That being the case, the same thing should apply to the tekiyas. That's why the Gemara is going to say in another three lines again, Tiyufta Rav Acha B'chanina Tiyufta. But before we get to there, the Gemara is just, or the Braisa, the Gemara tells us that there was a shtikl machloikis in the order of the six kapitla. Rav Safra Monach Bu'usimna Humbihi, which is exactly the way we had in the Gemara. If you look at the letters of Humbi, the Hey stands for Havel Hashem Bnei Elim, the Vav is Ula Rasha Amar, the Mem stands for Miyakam Li Imareim, the Bay stands for Bina Boyarim Ba'am, the Hey refers to Hasi Roisi, and the final Yod is Yemaitu, exactly in the same way. Rapapa, however, Manachul Simna, he had a different Simna, which is almost the same. Instead of Humbihi, it was Hum Ibi, which means he switched around the day number 4 and the day number 5. At the day number 4 we have Binu Ba'arim Ba'am, which is the base, followed by day number 5, which is Hasi Roisi, that's the hay. And he had Hasi Roisi first and then the Binu Ba'arim Ba'am the next day. The Simonech, now when you go home, somebody's going to ask you, who's the one that said Hum Behi? Who's the one that said Hum Hibi? So the Simon is Ambua is the Safri. Safri is a reference, of course, to Rav Safra, and which is the first one of Safra Manabu Signa. And Safri also means the Malamdim that teach in the Chadorim. And Ambua, says Rashi, means the Gidudei Anoshim, the Noshim Regilim Lahalech B'movish Malamdi Tanoikis. There was, wherever the cheder was, that street, that cul-de-sac, that alley, wherever the cheder was, that was also a major thoroughfare for the tatis and the mamis and the children, the tinoikis, as well as, of course, the staff of the cheder that are all coming together for purposes of learning Torah. So the word ambua means kind of the troops getting together to go to the safri, going to the malamdim to go and learn. Ah, so the word ambua is very similar to the word humbihi, right? The base comes before the hay. And it says the safri, which are the malamdin, that's Rav Safra. So that's the easy way to remember that Rav Safra was the one that said humbihi, and by default, Rav Papa said humhibi. Good. Frank Timoriyat, Abba Tiyuvzu, Shven Rabbacha Bar Chanina, because Rabbacha Bar Chanina said that every time you have two musafim together, you know what you should do? Do both. In other words, do twice the number of tkiyas. Do both. You have 18. And here it says that if you have two together, like Shabbos and Chol HaMoed, when you do have two musafim, and you have two shir shel yoyms, don't do both, only do one of them. So the Chol Yizach Shven of Ach Bar Chanina. So do more taka tiyuvzu. Taka good gefreit. Taka og gefreit.
Okay.
Why? Because we don't pass them like this price.
So we hold.
I don't know when the Gabi, the Musaf, and the Swedish, when we hold the Rabacha Bar Chanina. But the Maisa, for a purpose of our share, we do both. Break him over Rabacha Bar Chanina, Kro Umasti Sakoma. He has a two psukim, Yisku Machatoises, Ukata Machatoises. And the price is said that according to the number of Musaf and Toikin, what's going on? Omravina. Remember, it was Rav Acham Chanina that was explaining who Omar Velo. He explained what the Brisa says. The Brisa doesn't say it itself. Omar Avina, Loimar Shemarichen B'Tkiyois. What you have to do is you do lengthier Tkiyois. What's my fifth? That if you only have one Musaf, then you blow your nine koilis, like usual. However, if you have two Musafim, because of the fact that two Musafim takes longer in terms of bringing them and doing the Nesachim for the two Musafim, so, you know what you do in such a case? Then you marich b'tkiyos, you have long tkiyos. Each tkiyos is going to be like a tkiyah gedoyla, to be able to go and cover the entire two Musafim. So not that you're going to blow 18, but you're going to go and blow 9 long tkiyos and truas. Therefore, if you remember back at the end of the Brice, it says, Tamaloy miyisku hako lefiha musaf in toikin. We understood, hutani lavu omala, what means hako lefiha musaf in the number of musafim, that's the number of tkiyos. If you have two musafim, it's 18. No. Hako lefiha musaf, the more musafim that you have, the longer your tkiyos have to be. That's the first shot. Rabban the kids, we made Rab Acha Amri. Loimeshem Marbe Betoikin. Marbe Toikin means you have more blowers instead of having Lamushu Tukehan and blowing Chatzoy Tzoy. So you can have 4, 5, 6, 10. That's the Tia Musafim Toikin. The more Musafim, the more the blowers of the Chatzoyches. Zokti Marbanan the Islam Treyoimi Hechi Abdin. We that have 2 days of Yontov, what do we do? Now this is only slightly related to the Gemara before. We're not referring now to the Shir Shul Yoin, but we're referring to what do we do in Shaman Esra. And as a result, as we'll see in the Gemara, this will also have ramifications about Kriya Satoira during the days of Sukkot. What's the Gemara's discussion? Pesach is much, much simpler, because Pesach, all of the Kabbonis every day are exactly the same. But when it comes to Sukkot, we already said yesterday, as everybody is aware, that on the first day we had 13 parim, second day only 12 parim, the next day only 11 and 10 and 9 and 8 and 7. Those are the 7 days of Yom Tov. And then Shemini Atzeres, we saw the par echad ayel echad. Ah, so now since in every one of the Tfilos Musaf that we say, we always say what the Musaf was, we describe how many Parim, how many Elam, and how many Kvasim.
Why do we go Shemini
Atzeres? Not Shemini Atzeres, Shemini Atzeres is crystal clear. There it says, Par Echad, Ayel Echad. The question is, what are we going to do on day 2, 3, 4, 5 of the days of the 7 days of Yom Tov? We'll get to Shemini Atzeres in a moment. What's the Gemara's question? For instance, on the first day of Yom Tov, we say Chamish Asar Yoim, the Chodesh Hashvi, and we're going to go bring the 13 Parim, the 2 Elam, and the 14 Kvasim, as well as 1 Soyer. Now it's the second day of Yom Tov. In Eretz Yisrael, they no longer say V'chamisha Asar, now already it'll be Yom HaShayni. What's Yom HaShayni? It says in the Torah, how many do you bring? You don't have 13 Parim, you only have 12 Parim. And the next day you're only going to have 11. But since the second day of Yom Tov here in Chutz Laaretz, which in Eretz Yisrael is Chol HaMoed, but for us it's second day of Yom Tov, what are we going to do? Okay, since it's a Sveika Diyayim, it just repeats what we did the day before. What did we do the day before? We said Chamisha Asar Yoyim, and you're going to do it, and you're going to talk about the 13 Parim. Rashi says you cannot say today 12 parim because that would undermine the sanctity of yontif. That suggests we call it yontif, not really yontif. It's only the first day chalavai. So therefore, we repeat exactly the same way we said it the first day. Okay, so now we come now to the first day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz Laaretz, which is the second day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. What should we do now? Okay, so let's just go keep on going. So it'll be 12, and then it'll be 11. By the time you get to Hoshana Rabbah, we will only have gone through 8. We wouldn't have reached the 7th yet, because each day we're constantly just repeating. No, we repeated day 1 twice, so we're getting now to the 7th day, which is Hoshana Rabbah. We are only mentioning in the Shemoneh Esrei what we brought in the Beis HaMikdash on the 6th day. So like Mr. Friedlander said a moment ago, so now on Shemini Atzeres we should say either 7, which is a fine day, or the day of Shemini Atzeres. But we don't want to undermine Shemini Atzeres because it's regular from the Atzmite, so we're going to stop at the end of Hoshana Rabbah. So what do? We just leave out one day? Do we do repeat? What's Tumen? When I'm the Isla Dreyami, I think what's Tumen? You know what? We're going to leave out the Sheni, and we're going to go straight to the Shlishi, meaning the first day of Yontif, Chamisha Asa Yoyim, like it's day 1. Second day of Yontif, Chamisha Asa, like it's day 1. Now, the first day of what we call Chol HaMoed, which in Eretz Yisrael is already the second day of Chol HaMoed, that's already the third day of Yontif. That day, we're going to leave out the B'yoyim HaShayni, and we're going to go straight to B'yoyim HaShlishi, because it is Yom HaShlishi, it's the third day of Yontif. What about
the catch-up with Eretz Yisrael?
And we catch up with Eretz Yisrael, we're just going to leave out one day. We're not going to talk about what you brought B'yoyim HaShayni. You look it up in the Chumash. So, first day and second day of Yontif, Chamisha Asa Yoyim, that's the first day of Yontif, and then skip Yom HaShayni, and then the first day of Chol HaMoed, we're going to go straight to Yom HaShlishi, Yom Ravi, Yom HaChamishi, Yom HaShishi, Yom HaShvi'i, and then we'll have the Shmini Atzeres after that. So we leave out one day, says Amai. Rova Omer, Shvi'i Yitcha. No, just keep on going in order, starting from the beginning, and we're going to leave out the last day. So the first day of Chol HaMoed, we're going to act as if it's Yom, not we're going to act, we're going to say in the Tfilah Yom HaShayni. On the next Chol HaMoed, next day we're going to say Yom HaShlishi. By the time we get to Hoshana Rabbah, we're going to say Yom HaShishi. And that's it. What's going to be Yom HaShvi'i? That's the one that's going to fall away. So we're not going to leave out in the middle, we're just not going to refer to Yom HaShvi'i. Tani Kavosi Durava, why did we bring this? Because we bring a right from the previous Braisa. In Chol Shabbos, Leos Be'echad Mehen, Yimoyter Yidcha. We don't leave out that day and just keep on going with the previous order that we had, but the final one falls away. So it's a right to Rava that the Shvi will fall away as opposed to the Sheni Yidcha.
We don't do that though.
What do we do?
We repeat them all.
Iskin Ameima says, Brother Shai, like Ameima says, Fenerdo, the Medalgi Delugi. Medalgi Delugi often means to go and skip. However, Rashi here says, Medalgi Delugi means to go and repeat. And the repetition is like we do it today, like Brother Shai just said, that starting from the first day Chol HaMoed, we say, B'yom HaShayni, B'yom HaShlishi. And the next day we say, B'yom HaShlishi, B'yom Ravi. And the next day we say, B'yom Ravi, B'yom HaChamishi. And in fact, it can get a little bit confusing in Shemoneh Esrei. The Siddurim try to set it out very nicely. In some shuls, the Gabo, the Shamas, goes and claps on the beam and says, B'yom HaShayni, B'yom HaShlishi, B'yom Ravi, that people should know what to say. And if you're in a hotel in Eretz Yisrael, and you're hearing the Baal Tefillah, and you're trying to figure out what you should say for the Chutz Laaretz Tikkun Davening, it can get a little confusing at times, because he's saying one thing, you're saying something else. Anyway, those
if
are
if
the...
If
yes.
You give like Chutz Laaretz 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, you follow your custom in the Chutz Laaretz.
Exactly right. So if you had the Shliach Tzibur, and if you had the laning always gives you the clue, because you're in the... But Eretz Yisrael, they lane the same thing 4 times, right? Yom HaShayni. We in Chutz Laaretz, we do Yom HaShayni is Koyin, Yom HaShlishi is Levi, Yom Ravi, and then the last one goes Yom HaShayni, Yom HaShlishi together. Anyway, this is, by the way, the last Rashi. We'll take just a very quick look at the last Rashi, who tells us what our minig is today. Asking a man with the Malgin, who give him to Kulan Oyin, then we say all of them. Oyin, Yom HaShayni, Shal Chalamoy, Yom HaShayni, Yom HaShlishi, Sofik Shayni, Sofik Shlishi. Ulamachar Oyin, the second day of Chalamoy, we say, Yom HaShlishi, Yom Ravi. Over shlishi dechalam mayim say mer mevir beim chamishi. Over revi beim chamishi meshishi. Over chamishi dechalam mayim chu hoy shaner rabba. Ayim beim meshishi of the ayim mashvi. Kisvei kart like the suffix. Behind the lugi, when we say the lugi, shoyim hayoyim mash omer eswa. The word lugi means to repeat what we said the day before. Can I mean like saying Megillah? Kabbat chodesh rabba medoylik shoyim rasheni echam rapsukim shomer rishen. Then he repeats the same pasuk that the person said. Says now Rashi v'chiyeh the asking a meimar le'inyan tefillah the same way he was masakin in the Shemone Esrei of dinan nami le'inyan koyra toira sheharavi hakoyre shu musaf v'cholamoyd after we have four koyre and four aliyahs yoyis mishar yom more than regular usually you only have three on cholamoyd you have four v'nikishu ba lechweid hayoyim and the reason is to go and show to come to yoyim so if who koyre sveikoy hayoyim what he should do is the revi should repeat the suffix. And therefore, if for instance, if it's the first day of Chol HaMoed where Rashi said before, Yom Hasheni Ve'Yom Hashlishi, that will be the Kriya for number four. So how do you do it otherwise? So Rashi continues on, and the minhag, of course, is that the first one does on the first day of Chol HaMoed, Kohen gets Yom Hasheni, the Levi gets Yom Hashlishi, the Shlishi gets Yom HaRevi'i, which is written the next day. And then we get back to Revi, we say Yom Hasheni Ve'Yom Hashlishi. Anyway, that's the minhag, and that's a meimar. On to the next mishnah of the Mishnah. The next mishnah is very, very simple, especially for all those that are very good at arithmetic. But even if you're not, it's very simple. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Ho Yusham Yud Gimel Parim, Ein Lemishtayin, Visar Echad, Nishtay Risham Yud Dalet Kvasim, Lishmoina Mishmaris. What's going on? We have altogether 13 parim on the first day of Yom Tov, 2 Eilim, 1 Soir, that's the Soir Lechatos, and then we have 14 Kvasim. Okay, how are we going to go and split it up? So, first of all, we're going to go and give priority to the Mishmarais, starting in the order that they are listed in Divrei Hayom. Rashi on the first wide line brings the beginning of the Pasuk. Yehayoriv was the first of the 24 Mishmarais, and then you had Yedaya, and then you had Chorim, a whole list of 24 Mishmarais. Now throughout the year the 24 Mishmarais did 2 weeks of Avoid. 1 week of Avoid in the beginning of the year, and then 24 weeks later they did a second week of Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. This is where it went year after year after year. When it came Yom Tovim, although they had the standard Mishmaris, and the Mishmar of that week, besides that, all Koyhanim that came from any Mishmar were able to participate. All the other 23 were able to participate as well, but they only got a share of the special Yom Tovim Dik Karbanis. In other words, on every single Yom Tov, besides the regular daily Tumah Shel Shachar and Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im, you had the Yom Tov Dik, you had the Musaf, you had the Karbanis Oilas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga. So those that were brought specially because of Yom Tov, the Mishmaris were able to go and share in the Avoida and share in the reward. But those that were because of the regular standard day, like your regular Karban Tomich Shel Shachar, Tomich Shel Bein Arba'im, the only ones that worked on those, and the only ones that got the benefit of those Karbanis, what benefit do you get from the Oilois? You get the Oirois, only the Mishmar of that week. Okay, so now since the 24 Mishmaris altogether, and the Karbanis that we bring on Yom Tov, these are for Yom Tov, so all 24 Mishmaris have a right to share. So we start off that you have 16 Karbanis altogether. The 13 Parim, the 2 Eilim, and 1 Soyer. 13 plus 2 plus 1. Daniel, you have to help us out over here. 13 plus 2 plus 1. 13 and 2 is?
15.
And plus 1 is?
16.
So how many Mishmaris are there altogether? 24. So if you have 24 and you subtract 16, how many you have left?
8.
Is 8. Nishtayru sham yud dalit fasim, the remaining 14 shapsalach were lishmoina mishmarais. They were for the remaining 8 mishmarais. That was on the, so how did they work it out? So biyoim rishoin, shishim makriven shnayim shnayim, vashar echad echad. So since we're dividing 14 kvasim over 8 mishmaris, so you take 8 and you divide it into 14, you're going to get 1 plus a remainder of six. So six of the eight mishmaris will get two shepselach each. How much is two times six?
12.
Since we have six mishmaris covered, we got two more mishmaris, so eight mishmaris altogether left. Remember, we started with 24. 16 took the Barim, the Elim, and the Sa'ir. So I'm left with eight. Of the eight, I'm splitting up the 14 kvasim. Six of the eight are going to get two each. Six times two is 12. So I got two remaining mishmaris are going to get one each. So Shisha makriv mishnayim mishnayim. Six will get two. And the remaining two mishmaris will get one each. Now, Besheni, on the second day, it's all the same cheshbon, Rabbi Isai, but we don't no longer have 13 parim, we only have 12 parim. So since we have 12 parim, and we have two elam, how much is 12 and 2?
14.
And then you have Sor Echad, how much is 14 plus 1? 50. So now we're left with 9 mishmaris. The 9 mishmaris are going to divide the remaining 14 kvasim. So we go 9 into 14, we get 1, and remainder of 5. So therefore, on the Sheni, you know what's going to happen is, then we're going to have Chamisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 5 are going to bring 2 each. 2 times 5 is going to be
10.
Then we have left over 4 Kvasim and 4 Mishmaris. Right? There were 9 Mishmaris altogether that didn't get from the Parim, the Elam, and the Sair. So we have now those remaining 4. Bashar Echarechar, and they're going to go and get, each of them will get 1. So what happened was, on day 1, 8 shared the 14 kvasim. On day 2, 9 shared the 14 kvasim. And of course, day 3, 10 are going to share the 14 kvasim. And then 11, and then 12, and 13, and so on and so forth. And that's all the Mishnah says. Bishlishi, dalin makrivim, shnayim, shnayim. 4 of the remaining mishmaris are going to bring 2 each. That will be 8. Vashar echad echad. And those that remaining, which means 6 more, are going to get 1 each. Baravi, shloishim makrim mishnayim shnayim, vashar echad echad, vachamishi shnayim makrim mishnayim shnayim, vashar echad echad, vashishi echad makrim shnayim, vashar echad echad, and vashvi, finally we get to Hishan Rabba, kulon shavim. What does he mean, kulon shavim? Because on Hishan Rabba, we bring all together 7 parim, 2 elim, how much is 7 and 2?
9.
One Sawyer, how much is that now? 10. So we're left with 14 Mishmaris that didn't get. Guess what? They're 14 Kvasim. 14 Mishmaris. Kulam Shavim on that day, every remaining Mishmar, the 14, will get one of the Kvasim. Yeah, I think that's pretty straightforward. Bashmini, now we get to Shmini Atzeres. Chazru Lepayis Kibir Golem. What is this all about? So now, obviously, the most desirable among all these karbanas are the parim. Holy cow! So we started off, we had 24 mishmaris altogether. Of the 24 mishmaris, we're talking about how many karbanas parim were brought starting from the first day of Yontif through the seventh day of Yontif. If you add together 13 plus 12, 70 atazai, 70 altogether. Since the 24 mishmaros, if you divide 70 by 24, if there would have been 72, and you divide it by 24, how much would you get?
3.
3 times 24, how much is 3 times 24?
72.
72. 3 times 24 is 72. But we don't have 72, we only have 70. So of the 24 mishmaros, 22 of them are going to get the benefit of 3 karbanos each. How much is 22 times 3? 66. And the remaining 2 are only going to get 2 each. 2 times 2 is 4. 4 plus 66 gives you the 70. So 22 out of the 24 mishmaris are going to go and get 3. Which means the first day, you're going to start off with 16 mishmaris. Delete that. 13 mishmaris are going to get the 13 part. Day number 2, you have now 12 parim, so 12 plus 13 is 25. We will now have given everybody already one, and that 25th is going to be the first one on the second go-around for Yoharif, because Yoharif is the first one of the 24, so we've already covered all 24, plus number 1 of the second cycle, and so on and so forth. And therefore, of the 3 mishmaris, the first 22 will get 3 altogether, but the last 2 are only going to get 2 altogether. Now it comes Shmini Atzeres. What do we do? There's only one part. Says the Mishnah, Chozru Lefayis Kibur Golem. We're not going to go and give the 23rd, which sounds like the right thing to do, give the next one online. No. We do a pious, we do a lottery. We're going to see in the Gemara there's going to be a machloikis, whether this pious is for all 24, or only for those last two remaining mishmores that didn't receive any parim until now. We'll see in the Mishnah Nimar. Finally sends the Mishnah, Omro Mishikra Parim Ayoim Le'yakav L'machar El'choizun Chalila. We're going back to the original 7 days of Yontif, and they proclaimed, they made a statement, whoever did the Purim today should not go and do Purim the next day, but rather we're going to go in a circle, we're going to start again from 1 through 24, and when number 24 is finished, then we're going to start again 1 through 24. Chayzer Chalila means that we keep on going back around in that circle, going through all the 24 mishmars.
What about the mishmar?
The mishnah is basically saying no mishmar should be a bully.
No mishmar should be a bully. Right.
A bully.
A bully. Very good. Shkoyach, David. Shelley, why didn't you think of that comment? Ah, very good.
What's up? Why isn't the mishmar who fell on that?
Right.
Me. Why doesn't he get up? Why does he have to be Relegated to a
the mishmar that is a the mishmar that the one that has the regular week, they will have not only the priority, they'll be the only ones that are going to do the regular avoid of that week, which would mean the Tomash Shachat, Tomash Avoyim, the Gift, those Oyrais, that's going to be for that particular Mishmar. Anything having to do with Yom Tov, everybody, it's a free-for-all for everybody. If you're wondering why that's the case, the Gemara is going to bring Sukkim that are going to show that that's the Halach. Zokti Mar, Neim Masisun Rabbi Hiva Le'Rabban, let's see the Mishnah goes good to Rabbi and not the Rabbanon. Now, remember it said in the Mishnah that on day 8, Chozru L'Pais, that they went and drew lots. It's not mamish drawing lots. We learn in Sechtas Yuma how that worked. So say they must see Rabbi Yehuda Rabban the son of the Rebbeis of Parabah Bishmini, the one that we bring in Shmini Atzeres. But Chila, you bring for the first time in Shmini Atzeres. Or but Chila Metis and Olav, we start a brand new pious. We didn't have a pious until now in the first 7 days. Legavi, who's going to bring the parim? Because we just went from Yehoyariv and we went straight down the list on all the 24, and then Chayzer Chalila. So now, for the first time on Shmini Atzeres, we're going to have the pious. And by the way, that's what we said in the Gemara before, that when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, it's different than Pizar Kishav. Six differences, and the first one, pay it for the pious. And my feast and all of Divirat. One of the two remaining mishmaris that didn't get a chance to do three parim, they're going to do the third par. But the Gemara assumes in the Havamina that according to Rabbi there's a pious, and according to the Chum there is no pious. And therefore when it says in the Mishnah, Bishmini chos l'pious, that sounds like Rabbi, not like the Chachamim. Says Yomar, no. I feel Tim Rabbanan. Or to Shtei Mishmaris, Leifusei, boy. Even the two remaining ones have to go and choose it out, so to speak. Because who says it's going to be number 23? Maybe number 24. Who says 24? Maybe number 23. So they have to do the pious. So there's always a pious. Only question is, according to Rebbe, all 24 will participate in this pious. According to Chachamim, only the two remaining ones will participate. Kiman Azlo Desanyo. Who's the town of the following brayse? Kol Mishmaris Shoynos Umishal Shoys Chutz Mishnei Mishmaris Shishoynos Ve'Ein Mishal Shoys. Who's the one that says that 22 out of the 24 are going to bring three of the parim, and the last two will only do two of the parim? Name a Rebbe Vilei Rabban, because going to Rabbanon, one of those last two will also bring three. Filtim Rabbanan, Miley Shilshu, Ipariachag, he means that during the 7 days of Yontif, not Shmini Atzeres, 7 days of Yontif, 22 of the 24 will bring three karbanas, and the remaining two will only bring two. In a charam, in Shmini Atzeres, one of the remaining two will bring another par, but we're only talking about the 7 days of Yontif. I can figure out the cheshem myself, I don't need the brayser to tell us this. To tell us the order, that you start with Yehoyariv and then Yedaya and then Chorim, you go through all the 24 and then Chayzer Chalila, and then you start again from number 1 from Yehoyariv, like we learned in the Mishnah. And now the Gemara tells a very, very famous Gemara. Now it's a Shikol HaGadot, if you will. Amr Belazar, Hadi Shim Parm Kenegin Li. Why do we bring 70 Parim? Kenegin Shim Ula Shivim Ula Umais for the 70 nations of the world. Par Yechidi Lama. Why do we bring on Shmini Atzeres? One par. Kenegin Umma Yechida. That's referring to Klal Yisrael. We are special among the nations. Unique among the nations. Moshe the Melech Vasvedam, Shamul Avodas. A king tells his servants, Asu li se'ug de gedoyla. I want to make a big, big banquet for all of my avodim. And that's why the 7 days of Yontif, there are these huge numbers of kabanais. Su de gedoyla, kenega the shivim umais. But the Yom HaAchron, the final day, he doesn't say to his avodim, Amalei Havi, he says to his good friend, Asevi Sudektana, let's have a small little farewell banquet, just the two of us, or just a small crowd. Kedei Shehenem Imchosar, I'm going to have enough from you. Therefore, like Rashi said in Chumash, Asevi Sudektana, Koshalei Perdaschem, the final day, Shmini Atzeres, we only have parech, and we have 13 parech, 12 parech, we only have one parech for Klaius. The goyim don't even realize what they did. Is much Beis Midrash came when the Beis Midrash was standing Mizbeach Mechapralein, it gives them a form of atonement for their sins. The Hashem Mechapralein, they don't have the benefit of that, so they just, if you will, they shot themselves in the back, or they shot themselves in their own feet, because the Beis Midrash was for their benefit, and they went and destroyed it. Look to Mishnah. Mishloyshe Prokin Bashana. We're now entering into the final throes of the Masechta. There's still going to be one more Mishnah tomorrow, but we're going to hopefully land up here on Daf and Vav in another few minutes. State in the Mishnah, Mishloishe Parakim Hashana, 3 times a year, meaning the 3 regalim, how you call Mishmores Shavois, all the Mishmores split, the Emurei HaRegalim. Now the word Emurim is a misleading term, because Emurim normally means that portion of the carbon that goes on the Mizbeach. So nobody shears in that. That goes to Kula Legvaya, totally to Rabbi Yishler. And therefore the Gemara is going to tell us the word Emurim over here has a different meaning than usual. And the word Emurim over here is like Masha Omer Beragolim, those special kabbanis which are set forth in the Torah that are brought on the Regolim on the Yom Tov. So Kol Mishmar Shavuos on the Yontif Dikah, Ubechelik Lechem Apanim, if Shabbos falls out in the middle of Yontif, for instance on a Sukkot or a Pesach, you have Shabbos falling out sometime during the entire Yontif. So they give out Lechem Apanim. Normally you give Lechem Apanim only to the Mishmar HaNichnas and the Mishmar HaYotze. But because of the fact that all the Mishmaris are together, all of them share in the Lechem Apanim. Batzeres, when it comes to Shavuos, we're going to give everybody 2 portions. Heilach Matzah, the Heilach Chometz. What does he mean? The Lechem Panim. As we know, all the menachas throughout the year that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash were typically always Matzah. The major exception is the Shtei HaLechem, where the Torah says, Shtayim Tiyena, Chometz Teofena Bikurim Lashem. Special Shtei HaLechem were made out of Chometz. So now it's Yontif of Atzeres of Shavuos. And our Mishnah is talking about that Shavuos fell out on Shabbos. So they're both distributing to the Kahanim a piece of the Lechem Aponim, which was Matzah, and they're giving out a piece of the Shtei Lechem, which was Chometz. So they're saying, first take a piece of Matzah, and then take a piece of Chometz. The Gemara will discuss tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem, whether it fits within the normal pattern of Todir V'Shein. The Todir Koidim, that's why you give the Lechem upon him before you give the Shtei Lechem. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Previously, the Mishmar that came for Yonder, which didn't wasn't their Mishmar, only got Chelik in the non-regular.
That's going to be next Mishnah. Mitchum, tomorrow we're going to learn about this. It doesn't come. We'll see, Mitchum, how the two will work hand in hand. Mitchum, we'll get to that. In the meantime, we're telling us today that for purposes of Lechem Panim and the Shtei Lechem, we give everybody a portion. Now, It could very well be that someone says, I prefer matzah over chametz, or chametz over matzah. So there's no prohibition of the kahanim among themselves doing a switch and saying, here, I'll give you a piece of matzah, give me a chametz. That's okay. But in terms of allocating the kahanim that are divvying up the pieces of lechem upon him and the shteir lechem among the kahanim, everybody gets the same. Everybody gets a piece of matzah, everybody gets a piece of chametz. Mishmush is manoi kavua who makriv tmidim the dormant dog is a shar kavua sibu or makriv es hakar. The one that is manoi kavua means, like Brother Shai was asking before, the mishmur of that particular week, not one of the 24. The one for that week brings the carbon tamshu shachan tamshu miraboyim. If it's cholamoid, nedarmen and davois, shar kabonis sibah which are being brought, or makriv the kol, and everything else. In other words, anything and everything that did not involve a murei harigolim. What means a murei golem? Zokti my murei golem shel gavoyinu. A murei means a part of the mizbeach. That's the chalavim. What are you talking about? Shearing and splitting. I'm Rav Chizkiya Masha Amur Beragolim. What's the definition of Masha Amur Beragolim? So Rashi says four lines from the bottom. Bechilik kavonis or Amurim beregular uim is chalik igoi. Chaz v'shoik shel shal mechagiga. All of Klai Yisrael, everybody brings shal mechagiga. So the chaz v'shoiks. She'll call Yachid Yachid. V'oiroi shel oilis ri'ya. Everybody brings an oilis ri'ya. So the oirois. U'musaf v'tziva, the musafim, which we spoke about in great detail before. U'siri chatois. All of those which are yontif tikka masha, omer beragolim. You don't bring throughout the year all of the shal mechagiga and the oilis ri'ya and the musafim. These are special to yontif. Special to yontif. All 24 shir, and that's what the Mishnah said. Kala mishmarei shavais bemuragol. Turn around. Mean I should call mishmarei shavais bemuragol. Who said? Maybe only the mishmar of that week. Why should they have to share with the other 23? Tamar loymar uvavuchom abes nafshi v'sheireis. Anybody can come in and say, I want to do the sheiros. I am a kohen. I want to do the avodah b'smikdash. Yochel abishari moish v'sharekin. I would think every day of the year. Today, on Tuesday, a kohen comes in b'smikdash. I want to do the avodah. It's not my mishmar. I don't care. Ubav chalavas nafshi b'sheiros. Tamloi me'achad shorecha. This is all one pasuk. The pasuk says of Chiyovei Halevi. Rashi says this is one of those many 24 occasions when the Torah refers to Kehanim as Levim. And what does it say about that? Chiyovei Halevi mi'achad shorecha mikol Yisrael. Ashehu gar sham uvav chalavas nafshoi elamokam ashiyif charashem. So if he is one of the kahanim, the achad sherecha means when Klal Yisrael is assembling in one shar, meaning in Yerushalayim, Ir Hakodesh, lekoved the aliyah lerega, lekoved the three yom tovim. On that occasion, uvav chalavas nafshoi, anybody from any mishmar can participate in the avodah. Just learn another couple of lines. Tzorti morchilik lechem upon him, toner abad. How do we know that all the mishmaris get a chedik l'choyd l'lechem upon him is special to Shabbos but not special to Yom? So the choyd only the mishmar nichlas mishmar yoytze but not all 24. How do I know that everybody gets l'lechem upon him? Tamalem because it says in the pasuk chedik kechedik yoychelu levad mimkarav alo avais. Chedik kechedik yoychelu comes to tell you that everybody gets a chedik in the Achila, chelik avoidekach, chelik achila.
Usually it's so small, even for the two mishmaros. Now you have everybody there. Mm-hmm. Everyone's getting a crumb.
Mm-hmm.
How can you?
You remember the Gemara said that when Shimon HaTzadik was alive, there was a special bracha that you ate a koimitz, a klenekite, and it was misborach l'meyav, and you were satisfied. Then afterwards, unfortunately, after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, even if they ate a huge amount, they still weren't satisfied. They still wanted
but
more.
Never mind the satisfaction, the amount. You can't even make a bracha. It's so small. It's a crumb. I mean, it's an important.
A bracha, but chili you can make even on a mashu. It's a bracha.
Mamish,
that.
It's mamish,
but it's satiated.
You bring other stuff with it.
Exactly. You're not just eating that. Now, what are we referring to? After all, the numerous kabbonis. How do you know we're talking about the lechem upon them? You're talking about from your normal, regular kabbonis. Rashi says the seirei chatois v'chos v'shoik. If that's what you're talking about, I have another pasuk. La koyin a makrav oisa loisia. The koyin that's makrav, it he gets a portion, and this is therefore throughout the year. The koyin that's makrav. Now we don't mean literally the koyin that's makrav this particular carbon. We mean the koyin of that mishma, of that base av loisia. He gets a portion of all of the rewards of that day. So what does the chedek chedek come to tell you? Lechem upon him comes to say lechem upon him that everybody gets a portion. Yochel af chivs a boish v'limachmas regel beregel. I would think the same thing should apply lemushel to those karbonis which loy machmas regel, such as the tomit shel shachar, tomit shel ben arba'im, or if it's during cholamoy, people that bring the darim and the davis, other things like that. I would think that they share in that as well. Tam loymar. Levad min korev alo ovis ma mochro ovis zeh lezeh. What did the ovis, meaning the original 24 mishmores when they were set up initially, what did they do? They said ani b'shabati b'ato b'shabatcha. They made a deal and said, I have my week and you have your week. So everybody has their own week. So those choyves a boys machmas a regel. Then everybody, like the Gemara said, but those things which are specific to the day or that week, unrelated to regel, only the regel of that week had a right to go and do the avoida and had a right to receive the reward of that avoida. Metzer to be continued tomorrow. By say, have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha.